Hello again, Audio Boo, or Boom. It's 20 past 12 a.m. on Saturday the 12th of November, and it's kind of like, Obi's got in from work about 40 minutes ago, so this is kind of like part of our time together, and so he has something to eat. He's having a Cornish pasty, which is in the oven, and he's just made me some chamomile tea. And it's kind of like everyone else is in bed, but it's kind of like our daytime. I've been asleep, actually. I fell asleep on my cuddler, which is like a two-seater sofa thing. But it's two-seaters, but it's one big cushion. And it's rounded. It's not like a sofa. It's like an old-fashioned Victorian nursing chair shape, but it's a sofa instead of one seat. And it swivels round. I don't know what the temperature is. I don't think it's going to go that low tonight. I don't know, 3 or 4. And it's meant to rain tomorrow. I just thought I'd let you hear a bit of the atmosphere of our evening, which to everyone else is like their afternoon. Well, you know, when someone gets in from work. Connor and Ronan, I was going to say the kids, because they're my kids, but they're not kids, they're men, aren't they? They're both in bed. Ronan's got a day off tomorrow, but Connor's working and he'll be coming back here, so he'll probably be picking me up from dialysis, which is always a good thing when it happens, because it's much nicer to come home with someone familiar than someone... I mean, I know most of the drivers, but... Sometimes they send us home in taxis, Canon cars, which I don't use. I don't like them at all. But the hospital transport kings have got a contract with them. Sometimes I do have to come home in a taxi. Toof toof sniffing around. What are you mooching around for? Excuse me. He's walked into the kitchen. He's probably gone to get a drink. Niall's in his bed. I don't know if I talked about this on here, but... Niall's coming... Well, he's not coming up for retirement yet, being 9 on January the 1st. And... I don't like my dogs to work past the age of 10, really. My last one was 10 and a half, but she was fine. He doesn't have a heavy workload, but I had aftercare recently. I hadn't seen anyone for 2 years. I spoke to them on the phone, but they came out, we did a walk. She said she couldn't fault, the GDMI said she couldn't fault him at all. I'm doing an audio boo, darling. It'd be nice to hear you on there. Gone to kiss. 1 second, he said. What was I going to say? Yeah, she said, despite everything that I've been through, she told me I still walk faster than most GDOs, guide dog owners, which was quite good. I don't walk as fast as I used to. But
I'm right here. I've made it more than what I would have done, but don't drink it. Don't drink as little as you can.
You could have tipped some away, but it's okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I have to live with half cups. And sometimes people forget. So she came out and I had been thinking that I would leave applying for another dog till I'd had a kidney transplant. But because I'm feeling a lot better than I was... this time last year, for instance, or this time 7 months ago, I had a rethink of it, because I was thinking before that if I got a dog now, it would have to be a slower one than I would normally have. And if I got my transplant in 2 years and the dog was only 4, they get slower, not faster. It wouldn't be right for me, but I decided that I can probably have a dog that goes a reasonable pace and cope with that fine. I'll probably have to do home training, which I don't like. So I decided that I would, rather than leave it, which I told her 2 years ago I was going to do, I told her I'd had to rethink about it, and that I decided, if it was okay with by them, that I would like to apply for another dog while I'm waiting, because I might have to wait 5 years, or three, or four, and then more than half the dog's working life's gone anyway. So, she said there would be no problem with that, that if I want him to retire by the time he's 10, we'd start the reassessment process in June next year, and I'll go on the list. And she said I shouldn't have to wait more than 6 months for a dog. Of course, things change, but as things are now, so that's good. They've said that we can keep him. She's got no problem with that at all. So, Niall, that is. I don't know how he's going to react to another dog. He does get a bit jealous, isn't he? You wouldn't think he's that kind of dog. He's not nasty about it, but he's quite demonstrative. You know, when Paula was here today and I stroked her dog, Sammy, he would just... And when I used to look after my ex's retired guide dog, well, she wasn't retired at the time, but Molly, he'd push in. He pushes in. He doesn't push them out the way, but he just pushes in. Which is quite funny, because you don't think he's that kind of dog, really. Not like this little monster who's very openly, extremely jealous. He always has been. She talked about the fact that last time I wanted a Labradoodle, and she said I've got far more chance of getting one now. They've usually got at least one in training, and they're getting the breeding of it right now. They couldn't get the poodle side right, but they're getting that right now. So quite a few are qualifying. There's one, and they're not all these really hyper dogs that you see that are pets, because there's an old man who's, I think he's 70 or 80, 70 something, that lives in Orpington. He lives just a, sort of behind the back, kind of the road that backs onto my mum's. And he's just got his first guide dog, and she's a Labradoodle. So if the man of that age can have one, I'm sure they can find one that's suitable for me. If they can find one that's suitable for an elderly person. I mean, even probably very fit, but... but she said the same thing. They're breeding them so that they're much quieter indoors. They're not so hyper now. They're quiet when they're out, and they're quiet socially, but when they go on a free run, they tend to be a bit loopy. But a lot of dogs are like that. So, that is our plan. Or my plan, I should say. How long's your pasty got, darling? Hello?
Darling?
Yes?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
What did you say?
How long's your pasty got? Don't forget it.
Yeah, I'll check it.
Okay. Toof-toof's going out the kitchen again.
It's helping me check it.
It is. He's going to go and read what time it says on the oven, isn't he? I do know him too well. Here he comes. He said, it's not ready yet. It's not ready yet, Toof. Lammy. Can't hear him. He's as deaf as a post. Is he looking at me?
Yeah.
He's not coming. Oh, he did. He came. I did the beckoning sign, our sign language, for him to come, and he came. Good boy. Good little, horrible little monster. There's everything good about him. Except when he farts, and that's not good, is it? Well, Niall's getting jealous now. Oh, he's going to get his bone. He said, if you're not going to talk to me, I'll just get my bone. Niall, are you going to get your bone? Are you? He said, I'm going to keep that Niall away because he's horrible. When I do training, these two will be boarded out somewhere if I do it at home, so that I can have the dog uninterruptedly till we qualify. isn't that right? We can't have you hanging around being a nasty little wasp. Because that's not nice. Especially if it's to a fellow half poodle. You're a whole poodle. Niall. Got a frog in my throat. No. Don't be so jealous. So get down. There's nothing on the table for you, Toofy. Niall. Come here. Come on. That's a nice bone. His fur's growing back where he had his operation. You can be quiet because you're not going out this time of night, not with the cat killer on the loose. No. Candace is already not coming yet. Let me go and call her. Want that away, Tooth, please. Is corn, and then it gives her time. We said she's still out celebrating Halloween, probably. But as I said, though, she celebrates that 365 days of the year. And Ronan saw her the other day. He said, "Mum, you're never going to believe what I've just witnessed." And I said, "What was that?" "Candy's eating a mouse's head." "Oh, very nice." I don't know what happened to the rest of it. I guess that had already gone down the hatch. Give her a few minutes and I'll see if she's out there. She'll answer me if she's there. She'll go, "Meow!" He's going out to investigate. There's food on the scene. That little one will go and have a look. Niall's much better behaved than he is. Fun and games now, because I bet when I put her in, he'll get out. The chief Wakabubu, the most high chief. Come on, little girl, in you go, in quick. I think she went in. That's good. I don't like her being out. It's too cold for one thing, and this infamous cat killer is around. Rake is in. You'll be happy to hear. Can't hear me. Radio's on. What's he done now?
Says, "I've got a remark about women again. I don't know what it is. They only said on radio. They said they can't say it on radio. What he said now?"
Well, it's probably something really foul then. The BBC can't say it. It'll be in all the papers tomorrow, no doubt. He's an idiot.
What are you doing this
time? I don't know. He's an absolute idiot. I don't know what the Americans were thinking of. I honestly don't. What have they done?
When Obama made his speech to say Trump about Trump, the vice president made his hand of the cross.
That sounds about right. What have they done? My God.
I understand that they want change, you know what I mean? They found order of change.
I know, but there's change and there's change, darling. That's headlong disaster.
I'm not going to say a call, but you know, people just think of change. They don't think of change and change.
Yeah, but they should think of that. They should have done.
That's what Nigeria voted for. We want to change. Put an illiterate there.
Well, they've done the same in the White House. They put an illiterate there as well. afraid to say. I'm not surprised at all. I saw it coming. I really did. Everyone kept saying, oh no, they won't let it get that far. I knew they would. What's that noise?
What?
That creaking noise.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you hear?
Yes, I can. That actually smells nice. I'm not a meat eater. What's it like? It's alright. Oh, that's what you're going to say. It's alright. Did you hear Reiki came in?
Yeah. She alright?
Yeah. I think she went in. He was jumped down off the top. He was just about to come out. She got in quick enough.
Bubble wrap.
Mm. That must smell lovely to Tooth Tooth. Where is he?
Here.
You're not getting any, fool.
Oh, where, man?
You're not getting any.
Alright, pillow up.
Pillow up. That makes him back away. Puts a cushion up.
It's
kind of
what's next to you now.
Come over here. Sit. Sit. He's not going to. Sit. Thank you. Good boy.
He didn't sit. You made him sit. He pushed him and pressed his back.
You can't make him. You. I mean, if he didn't want to sit, he wouldn't have sat. I can't force him to sit.
You can't, just did.
No, I didn't, actually. He didn't. He resisted me, and then he did it. Where did I put his lead? I put his lead back in the porch. Because he was naughty with Sammy, weren't you? And you had to be put on your lead, and then you behaved. And then I did let him.
It should be on that in 24
hours. Huh?
It should be on that in 24 hours.
Oh, it shouldn't. He's a good little boy, really, aren't you? A good little boy. You're very poodly. His fur's starting to grow quite a lot, isn't it? Did I tell you the taxi driver that took me to the vets the other day and the one that took Paula to the station this afternoon said that he takes his dog, he's got a Cavapoo. You know, one of these dogs they invent, and it's cross between a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, you know, like Tina used to have next door. And, a poodle, and they take it to Freya, but only because he's picked me up from there before, and he saw that she did a good job of him. I said, all that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I said, that please Freya. I'll have to tell her that next time. I know the dog's called Charlie, the bloke's called Paul, because he gives you their name now.
You're
going to 10% discount for it. Yeah, I should get discount for getting her a customer, shouldn't I? Mind you, she got it herself, really, because it was the work, he saw the work that she'd done. He doesn't go there, his wife takes the dog, but I think he's only ever been there when he took me, but I don't know how he got to, you know, I don't know how he found out how to contact her, whether they just not went and knocked on the door, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell her that next time I go. I got you a customer.
10% again.
Huh?
That's what I'm talking about, 10%. That's what I'm saying straight up.
Yeah, I know you would.
I might not really mean it, but I'll put it up. Yeah.
You would really mean it, and then if they do it...
Well, I wouldn't mean it, I'll just say it. Now, it's left for you to say, all right, yeah, that's true, you deserve it, and bring it up.
But that's not how it goes in this country, though.
How does it go?
Well, people just pay the price.
I'm going to pay the price, but I'll bring it up.
No, but people don't do that. Well, you could, but we don't.
Business.
It's Nigerian business. Or African business, I should say. I think it's everything but the UK business, actually. Because I think they do that in Europe as well. When you go on holiday to Europe, you can, like, barter for stuff and discuss a price, whereas here it tends to be set, and that's it. How's my arm looking tonight? It's still bruised.
Mm.
I don't know why that bruise doesn't seem to be going. It's there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That's the main. Well, that's where it blew.
Like a small map.
It's like a little lump.
It'll go.
What about down here?
It's a little one down as well.
That's where Gifty tried that thing. It didn't work. I wish that had worked. Gifty. She said, I'm the only one that's willing to try this. I'm your friend and I'm going to try it for you. And then it went wrong. And I said, oh, well, at least you tried it. It didn't go wrong. Nothing happened. It just didn't really work. The blood was flowing, but when she put the dressing on, you know, to hold the needle in place, it stopped. So she had to take it out. We had to do two more somewhere else. A little bit of a shame, really.
Mum bought me a coffee today. Mm-hmm. Coffee, bought me a mocha.
Who, a man?
A man's wife.
Mm. What, because they thought you were cold? Oh, okay.
I didn't know at first, well, later I knew. They came in first, trying to get a train, and the train was not there. And they said, oh, can you please let us out? We just want to go out and get a drink out there. The train will just miss the train, the next one will be coming in about half an hour. So I said, you know the policy? You know how they go? One for you, two for me. Come true. Since you're two, that means I get four. They were laughing about it, you know, and then the waiter, they came back and brought a coffee, a mocha.
Oh, that's nice of them.
I said, I think you're Nigerian, aren't you? He said, yeah, they're from the other state, actually.
Were they? How come she didn't recognise their accent? Where do you think Fidelia's from?
She's an Igbo, she's from the east.
Is she? Igbo? What about Gifty?
She's Nigerian?
Yeah.
I've only spoken to her. I'm not sure I've spoken to her. I only hear her laughing in the corridor.
She goes,
I've not spoken to her enough to know.
I'm going to ask her next time. And what about Grace? Grace has got a really weird accent.
Grace doesn't even feel Nigerian to me. I think she's Yoruba, so I'm not sure. She's Kenya-ish to me. She's very, very, very black.
But there's a lady there, well, one of the technicians, Millie, she's from Kenya. Now, she sounds Nigerian to me. I would have thought she was Nigerian, but she isn't. She's from Kenya.
You're just a bastard. Dirty hair back.
Who's that too soon?
She's still here now.
It's because you finished.
No, standing here, walking back and forth, back and forth.
He said, are you sure you didn't save me one crumb?
Excuse me. Yeah, crumb for you, fool.
Because she's not very black, Fidelia, is she? Carol said she's quite light-skinned.
She's actually lighter than Grace. Grace is really black, actually.
She's lighter than... They said she's lighter than... Fidelia's lighter than you.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they said.
I don't know. She might be.
I like Grace. She's really nice. She always hugs me and that, you know what I mean? She's really sweet. Not like Fidelia. Sit on the chair. Just sit on the chair. when she laughs, she can't help laughing because it's such a nice sound to hear. Not very common. Not very frequent, I should say.
Had a nice fish and chips today.
Did you? What, that one from that place that you normally get it from?
Yeah, the fish bar. See, I mean, you only pay $4.99 for that shit.
Well, that's cheap compared to around here.
Hold up. $4.99, pay. I went in there today. I gave the nigga a £10 note. He said, it's £6 something something. I said, so take it easy, man. It's still a beautiful evening. Let's not ruin it. And I said, the man at him says, he's just joking. He's just trying to wind you up. I said, I'm just joking. And he gave me £6 back. And I'm thinking, niggas been selling to me £4.99. Now, could it be the real price has always been £4?
You never know with that people like that.
Like Turkish people.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
And I'm thinking to myself, hold on, it's only been £4.99.
Maybe they just make it up as they go along, depending on who's buying it.
I don't look rich.
You might look hungry.
If you give them for cheaper price, then the hungry people, they don't have them. I mean, selling for me for £1. I didn't give a, I almost asked him, now hold up, it's been £4.99, but I'm thinking, maybe it's an error. Shut the fuck up, get out of that place. Now, I'm going to go back there sometime next week and give him £5. And see what it does. You see my point?
Yeah.
Then I will say to him, hold up, it's £4. You see my point?
And he'll think, here comes a Nigerian con man. Because they won't remember probably what happened this day.
I think he doesn't remember who I am today, because when I walked in there today, he said to me, where's the other big guy, the other black guy, the big one?
Who's that?
I said, hold on, what are you talking about? He said, you know, I'm going to walk at Sainsbury's. I told him, I said, look at my jacket, what am I wearing? Southeastern. I walk on the train. He said, oh no, there's one man that walks at Sainsbury's security.
It's not the one that said that I'm addicted to lockets, is it?
No, that one. There's two Sainsbury's there, that's a different Sainsbury's.
Oh, okay.
So I said, no, I don't want this. So he sold me for £4. Maybe he doesn't know what I am. That's why I said it for £4 there. You see my point?
Mm.
Otherwise, if you want some £4.99, I've only got it for £4.99.
That's still cheap, though. Round here, you're talking £6 or £7 for fish and chips now.
Even in Zone 1, it was meant to be more expensive. It's cheaper down there.
Well, down here, it's not. We're Zone 6, and it's much more expensive than that. Cheap fish and chips used to be the cheap meal in this country. Now it isn't anymore. There's no such thing as a cheap meal, really. Subway. But that's more a snack.
Subway's not cheap. Half bread for Subway is £3.99. Half bread.
That's is it? Well, that must have gone. I'm sure it used to be £2.99. It must have gone up. Since
half bread is £3.99.
Yeah, well, I always have a half bread. But I thought it was £2.99.
It's £3.99. The big one is £7.
Well, I would never have a big one. That doesn't come into my vocabulary.
I had a big one sometime 2 weeks ago or so, but it wasn't worth it because I only had half an hour for that break. I was struggling to eat it in that time, so I don't take it back to the gate, you know what I mean?
Mm.
I just eat it real quick. So when you eat food real quick, you don't really enjoy it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're trying to beat time as against enjoying the meal.
Where's that tooth?
Have you tried the thing there? What's that thing? The chamomile shit?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
It's lovely.
It helps chamomile. You to sleep, though.
It doesn't help me to sleep. I haven't been needing help lately, but.
Not you, I'm talking about it helps generally to sleep in there. It helps calm you down.
It's meant to relax you, yeah. It's good for your stomach as well.
I was watching the Mordecai and Rigby, a regular show shit.
The what? Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah. You know how that's one of his most stupid cartoons. It's just funny, but it's just one of his most dumbest cartoons you come across. Now, these niggas, two of them, they got to go to a show. They have got no money, so they went to Benson, their boss, said, listen, we need extra work. Nigga said, listen, you niggas don't even do your normal job. How the hell are you going to do an extra job? You know what I mean? Yeah, but they want to get a ticket to go to this show, Fist Bump, something like that.
Stupid name.
You know how regular show is.
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah. Ooh.
What?
Just remember, I've got a movie that's going to watch tonight.
What was that? Oh, no.
Negotiate of fuck.
Darling.
What?
You're on audio boo.
Have you been recording all this time?
Yes, I told you I was.
There was nothing. I thought you stopped that. You said you recorded earlier. I thought you stopped that.
So no.
I was wrong.
They gaze into the empty garage.
Turn it down a bit, please.
Was it yesterday?
I don't know. Can you turn it down a bit, please?
Very nice ceremony.
What's
that?
Thank God. Tell me who did this.
Chinese mafia. I couldn't pay my gambling debts.
I thought you stopped recording all this while you're recording all this while I'm talking.
Yeah.
I bet you $500 I can get the bottom of the
car. Okay.
You haven't said anything back, except the N-word a few times, but I think people can live with that coming from you. If they can't, then that's their problem.
I need that drone.
They took it. They took everything that wasn't nailed to the floor, including my floor nailing machine, which nails other things to the floor, but because it has to be moved.
Maybe it was yesterday that movie was. El Jackson, you know El Jackson?
Yeah.
The negotiator.
Oh, you missed it. Sorry about that.
Well, I can get a movie online anyways.
I reckon it is. At that point.
I'll look and see what I can pop the tube before I jump up there.
An apple? Grapes. I got you more grapes.
Grapes, yeah? That's a good idea.
On that note, I will love you and leave you, Audio Boom. Bye bye.